DW Africa Link. Egypt is boosting military ties with Somalia, and that's getting Ethiopia worried, causing tensions to rise. Now, despite being in different geographic locations, these countries are connected by shared interests in regional security and trade. But there's always been a bone of contention, and we'll get to that. So, what are the implications of Egypt drawing closer to Somalia? Why does it bother Ethiopia that much? And how can tensions be reduced? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr., and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter. Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW. Ethiopia is increasingly concerned over a recent defense deal between Egypt and Somalia. That's after Cairo and Mogadishu recently signed a security agreement that could see Egyptian forces on the ground. The prospect of having 10,000 Egyptian troops next door has raised concerns in Ethiopia. The foreign ministry in Addis Ababa issued a statement saying the country, quote, cannot stand idle while other actors are taking measures to destabilize the region, end of quote. Let's get more from Samira Gaid, a leading regional security analyst in the Horn of Africa. Also with us is my colleague Negash Mohammed, deputy head of DW's Amharic service. Hello, Samira. So why should Ethiopia be concerned about a transaction between Egypt and Somalia?
Thank you. That's such a critical question. And I would like to say two things. First is Somalia and Ethiopia have had tricky relations from the beginning of this year. It's been 8 months. And this is because on the 1st of January, Ethiopia signed an MOU with Somaliland, a self-declared state part of Somalia. And after that, the relations have really been strained to the point that Somalia is asking for Ethiopia to not be part of the African Union mission in Somalia that currently exists and the one that will start in January, a new mission. That's one of the reasons. And the fact that Somalia is asking Egypt to replace Ethiopia in Somalia. Second issue is that, of course, the relationship between Ethiopia and Egypt has always been strained because of the guard and the border that they share and the Nile issues that they share. So because of those reasons, Somalia inviting Egypt to Somalia to replace Ethiopia is, of course, causing tensions.
And what role has Egypt got to do in all of this?
You know, first, there's one argument that this is Somalia inviting Egypt. And Somalia, since January of this year, has been going out to all its friends, asking them to intervene on this matter, asking for solidarity against Ethiopia on this matter. And this most recently is a defense pact that was signed between Somalia and Egypt, requesting Egypt to come to Somalia's aid on a number of issues, whether it's training, whether it's bilateral security support and all of this kind of stuff. In addition to that request, Somalia also asked for Egyptian troops to replace Ethiopian troops in Somalia. Whether that will come to light, we don't know. It's still up to the AU and to see how that works. But those are some of the reasons. But the other aspect is that Egypt is also welcoming this because Egypt has its own bones to pick, so to say, with Ethiopia. And the reason why it would like to be also on this other end of Ethiopia's border, I think, is also a matter of, the politics that exists in relation to the Nile and the GERD.
Right. I'm going to have to push you a little bit on that, because what is the bone of contention between Egypt and Ethiopia?
So this is long-standing history. They've had a border, and all the countries, I would say, in the Horn and farther afield that have borders, whether they're issues that came out of colonialism or issues that have to do with resources, this has always existed. But specifically between Egypt and Ethiopia, the main bone of contention has been around the GERD and the filling up of that dam and what it takes away from Egypt in terms of water levels in the Nile, and how Egypt sees this as, an affront to its own economic sovereignty. And so this has been longstanding. There's been a number of countries that have tried to intervene. There was quite interesting intervention between Egypt and Ethiopia that was tried by President Trump. That was also unsuccessful. So the issues between Egypt and Ethiopia have been longstanding. And I think this is just one bump along the road, this relationship now that's going to be more strained because of Somalia.
Right. Negash, let me come to you on this. From an Ethiopian standpoint, not just you being Ethiopian, but also really digging into this for many years, From your angle, why is it a big deal that Somalia is getting arms from Egypt, considering that Ethiopia has around 10,000 peacekeeping troops in Somalia?
Former Somali leader, General Mohamed Farah Aidid, once said, I was there, that no Somali blood will be shed for the water of the Nile. So the Nile is the issue now, the main issue, but there are also other issues. Ethiopia did sign this memorandum of understanding with Somaliland. In fact, as far as I know, the government of Ethiopia has tried to get many alternatives, has tried with Eritrea and with Djibouti to get an access to the sea. But I don't know, either from the Ethiopian side, or they don't have, that means they don't have a strong diplomatic influence on these two countries, or from the other side, Addis Ababa couldn't get what it wanted. So it moved to Somaliland. I mean, it could be the last or the, so far, the last resort. So they did this agreement. In my opinion, this agreement wouldn't have been done at this point of time. The agreement could be done maybe sometimes in the coming years or somewhere when Ethiopia at least has its own peace, internal peace. Egypt's involvement is, I see, not only as a Nile, because this animosity has been there for a long, for generations, maybe for hundreds of years. And Egyptians also have tried to control the source of the Nile some 120 years ago. So this is a long story, a long history, and it has been there for a long time. Egypt was supporting Somalia during the 1977 war between Ethiopia and Somalia.
This is how you see it, which is it's a very interesting angle, and thanks for sharing that. You know, Ethiopia has been trying to improve relations with the breakaway region of Somaliland. That obviously, as we've somehow alluded to, has created even more tension between Ethiopia and Somalia. Concerning Somalia is the sort of the federal state, and of course Somalia does not recognize the total breakaway independence of Somaliland. So why has Ethiopia been trying to improve relations with the breakaway region of Somaliland, Negash?
The main thing is port now at this point of time, but the relationship has been there for a long time. I mean, for the last 20, even more than that. They have some economic relationship. They share a common border, and people from the both sides of the border are almost the same. You can't identify which is Ethiopian and which is Somaliland or something. So the relationship has been there for a long time. And Somaliland is relatively very peaceful compared to the other side of Somalia. That is also another thing. And the access to the sea would be much more easier for Ethiopia if it wants to have this area like Barbara.
But isn't the challenge, Negash, isn't the challenge that Ethiopia obviously cannot access that side of Somaliland without getting the approval from the federal government in Somalia? And that's what has also been brewing tensions, because they somehow bypassed the federal government straight to Somaliland. And that's not yielding any positive result, is it?
It is. The contradiction is there. Ethiopia has relationship at the consulate level with Somaliland for a long time. The same too with Puntland also. So this relationship has been there. So the Somalia federal government, the Mogadishu government, should have, I mean, at least show that it is not satisfied with Ethiopia's move. It's not the first time, and it has been there for a long time. They should have at least show that they are not happy with what Ethiopia was doing with others. And I think that Abiy, Ethiopia's government agreement with Somaliland, I don't support it. And the time is also very unfortunate that they did this time. But at the same time, it was not only Ethiopia that did this such kind of agreements. I mean, you can say the UAE and United States even. So they are there.
Right. So talking about timing, Samira, let me come to you, because it's not like Egypt and Somalia have been necessarily best of friends. There's been little interaction between the two countries at any level, whether diplomatically, militarily. So can you explain why now they are trying to connect on this military level or at this military level?
Before I go to that, I just wanted to add on to some of what was just spoken about. Number one is on the fact that Ethiopia, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, went to his parliament sometime last year, and he determined that they will get sea access. Ethiopia will get sea access through peaceful means or by force. And at that time, all neighbors were worried what this meant, but it was assumed that it would go through, you know, the formal means, through Somalia, the federal government, and not through the federal member state, for instance, now Somaliland. And so this was a declaration then. And then the second thing is that this, the discussion, the MOU is not public, but the discussion around it have alluded to a naval base. And whether it's a just port access or a naval base are two different things. So from Somalia's point of view, if it's port access, there was similar agreements to be made. There's already access through Berbera. There's going to be access through other ports if possible. But then, is it really just port access or is it a naval base? And what does that mean for countries that have been, you know, have had this enmity for centuries, or sometimes I would say, you know, at least the most recent history has shown that Somalia and Ethiopia have got constant conflicts that are in between them. So that's one aspect. The other thing that, you know, was just mentioned was the timing. And the timing of it, I would say also for Somalia, when it was trying to have a peace with its neighbors, is quite interesting. The new president had come up with this slogan, Somalia at peace with itself and at peace with the world. He was trying to engage positively with both Ethiopia, with Kenya, countries that have historically had issues with Somalia. And so it was almost, you know, Somalia felt blindsided by this agreement with Somaliland. And then finally on Ethiopia, and especially Prime Minister Abiy, since he came to power, had said that he would deal with the federal government, really the central government of Somalia, and not the periphery, which had been the history of Ethiopia and Somalia, especially after state collapse. Since 91, Ethiopia, because of the state of security in Somalia, has dealt with the periphery rather than the central government. But Prime Minister Abiy, when he came in, had said that he would want, you know, to strengthen the center. And that had seemed to work for a while, and even for the first year of President Hassan Sheikh's governance.
Let's get into why all of a sudden, and some would argue that all of a sudden, Egypt and Somalia, that were not necessarily best friends or interacting often, are now talking about, you know, exchange, well, not exchanging, Egypt is now talking about sending weapons to Somalia. Why now?
I think it's not all of a sudden, and it's clearly linked to the 1st of January's MOU between Somaliland and Ethiopia. This is clearly in response to that. Somalia, over the past 8 months, has asked Ethiopia to withdraw the MOU or else. So the two threats that are on the table at this moment are Ethiopia either withdraws the MOU or its troops are no longer welcome in Somalia. And the second one has been, okay, we will be closer to Egypt and invite Egypt in bilateral terms and through ATMIS or the new AU mission. So I wouldn't say it comes as a surprise, because this war drums have been beating for 8 months at least. And Somalia is using any tool in its toolkit to kind of respond to this MOU, because in the absence of a strong military that can take this on, they have to use their, you know, diplomatic means. So I wouldn't say it's as a surprise. But why Egypt is involved, like Nagash said, this is, you know, falling in their laps, where a country that they have issues with is also having, you know, an issue with a friend farther afield. And so it's in Egypt's interest to actually side with Somalia and align with Somalia in this. So I wouldn't say it's, you know, it's brotherly that Egypt is now closer to Somalia. But Somalia did go to Egypt and ask for troops. Some of these troops might be bilateral. Some of them may be through the AU mission.
Right. So basically it's a situation of convenience, right? It's not like they're besties or anything. It works for now based on the relationship they also have with Ethiopia. Okay. So Nagash, what does it mean now with Somalia getting all these weapons from Egypt? One can argue that it's just going to continue to fuel tensions in the region, or will it not?
It has already, intensified and escalated the tension already. What makes it very interesting is Somalia, since January, has made agreements not only with Egypt, but also military agreement with Turkey also. But the Ankara were relatively wise enough. They tried to bring the two sides together to mediate. And I think they have tried two or three times, direct or indirectly, to negotiate the two sides. But Egypt was just waiting all these kind of things to happen and sent military rather than just trying to find out some diplomatic ways. It has happened. The agreement has been made in January. So after that, what you need to do was to just de-escalate the situation. But unfortunately, Cairo did otherwise. And by the way, they are going to meet, I think, this month in Ankara again, the two sides, Somalia and Ethiopia. Right. At the same time, Egypt is sending these troops. It's a threat to Ethiopia, no question about it. Because, if you have 10,000 or even 5,000 soldiers just near to your border, so it is a threat. And I just have read that the Ethiopian command in the east has said that they will prepare themselves to fight back if Egypt really goes with this plan to deploy soldiers in Somalia. So I think
So it's interesting what you're saying. So just to be clear, as you said, tensions are already really, really high. So it's not an act that has been carried out yet, that the troops from Egypt to Somalia. But what Ethiopia is warning is that if they actually send the troops, then they would respond militarily. Is that what it is?
Well, that is, I think the verbal reaction is so far like that. But I don't think they will do that. What we may see is that both sides will support opposition from the other side. This is a kind of proxy will go there. And the same kind of conflicts, tragedies, we are going to see it if they couldn't solve this diplomatically. The Djibouti's offer could be another new alternative, but I don't know how they see it, how the Ethiopians or the Somalis see it.
Okay, right. We're definitely going to be wrapping up in a bit on the solutions, how to quell the tensions or reduce the tensions. But another interesting twist to all of this, and we're going to be brief on this, coming to you, Samira, is that Erdogan, the president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was in Cairo recently. What has Turkey got to do in this equation, if anything?
So Turkey has been quite instrumental, I think, in Somalia and Somalia's security sector, and has been an alternative to the West when it comes to Somalia. But in this instance, it's one of the countries that Somalia has gone to asking for help. And they have come into, like was just mentioned, a military framework with Turkey that will allow for the training of Somalia's maritime forces, Somalia's Navy. This has been, an issue. No partner has been willing to build up the Navy. But in the face of this threat, I think Somalia has asked Turkey over the next 10 years to build up its navy. So I think that's quite important. And then also to mention that, of course, Turkey has tried to mediate and has been in the middle of this crisis with the shared interests it has with both Somalia and Ethiopia.
Right, right. It's kind of like what happens around the world, isn't it? You talk about tensions between the US, China, and, Russia, and, power plays here and there. This seems to be their situation in the Horn of Africa with all this power play. By the end of the day, though, tensions have to reduce. I'm going to start with you, Negash. What needs to be done now to prevent this from escalating into some sort of military intervention of some sort?
The only way now for those who are just engaged in such kind of problems are just to come and to sit down and to discuss, to find out some solution. Ethiopia needs a port. It's, it has been there for 30-something years without a port. Ethiopia needs that. I think it is very easy to address Ethiopia's demand. It has many alternatives from Djibouti to Somalia proper, the Federal Republic, or to Somaliland and everywhere. So they have to address this issue. And Ethiopia should accept also the concerns of others.
I'll use that point to wrap it up, Negesh. I'm going to take the final words from Samira. Samira, anything to top it up with in terms of solutions to quell the tensions?
I would just repeat the same. There's a need to de-escalate, and that de-escalation can only happen at the talks. There's been some progress on the talks, but nothing much in the first two rounds in Ankara. So I think there's a need for the AU, other partners, to really pay more attention to the talks in Ankara and put their political weight behind it to get Somalia and Ethiopia to, you know, come off the ledge, as I would say.
Samira Gaid, leading regional security analyst in the Horn of Africa. Also, Negesh Mohammed, Deputy Head of DW's Amharic Service. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank you, Eddie.
Let's look at another layer to the complexity of the issue. Somaliland functions as an autonomous region within Somalia. It declared independence in 1991. Somaliland has its own government, legal system, military, and constitution, separate from the federal government of Somalia. But it is not internationally recognized as an independent state and is still considered part of Somalia, and they are pushing for Ethiopia to recognize their independence. Let's bring in Dr. Jama Muse Jama. He's a Somaliland politics and culture expert. Hello, sir. So Somaliland issued a statement saying it strongly objects to any deployment of Egyptian troops in Somalia, just like the position of Ethiopia. What are your thoughts on the situation? Let's bring in Dr. Jama Muse Jama. He's a Somaliland politics and culture expert. Hello, doctor. Thanks for coming on.
Hello, and happy to be here for the second time. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. So Somaliland issued a statement saying it strongly objects to any deployment of Egyptian troops in Somalia. That's obviously the same position of Ethiopia, They seriously object to any possible Egyptian troops on the ground in Somalia. What are your thoughts on the situation?
Absolutely. The official position of Somaliland, if you bring more armies in this failed state or in this difficult situation, if you want, to the Horn, the risk that we have more problems is obvious. This has been proven in the past. Whenever you have new armies, that is also translated and transferred automatically to Al-Shabaab, getting these arms in one way or other. So Somaliland obviously is worrying about the more arms coming, mainly in this case, as you mentioned it, from Egypt. But in general, the seriousness of the terrorist group is...
Right. I mean, no doubt that Somaliland has a very strong relationship with Ethiopia. Do you worry that with all that's going on, that good relationship will be short-lived or will be affected in any way?
Absolutely not. I would say probably it would make it stronger because of, in this case, shows that Egypt want to destabilize, and then definitely it will make more stronger than affecting negatively.
Right, right. So you're more optimistic about the relationship. So here's the thing, though. As things stand, it comes into question the future of Somaliland after Ethiopian forces end their AU mission in Somalia. That's, I believe, ending in December. We no longer know, or we have no idea yet, if it will be extended or any possibilities of that happening. Isn't that a concern, that at the end of the day, Ethiopian forces will have to leave the ground in Somalia?
As you said correctly, we don't know nothing of what will happen because of this uncertainty is really more creating problems rather than something that you are sure and you have elements to worry or elements to be happy with. Having said that, what Somaliland is really worrying about is the new arms that are coming in a situation, in a very difficult situation, a fragile situation where you don't have at all at the control. No one has control of those arms when they come. So that's what Somaliland is really worried more than when what will happen in December in Somalia.
What would you rather have? Would you? I'm getting the sense that you'd rather have, you know, maintaining Ethiopian forces in Somalia.
I'm convinced that there is no alternative to Somali people in Somalia except having Ethiopia be there. And the reason is simply because of half of Somali people in Somalia are good relation with Ethiopia, and I'm talking about all the southern regions of the current Somalia. Ethiopians is supporting them to defend themselves from the Al-Shabaab. I know that Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Hassan Sheikh are really playing with the fire, but I think there is no option and Ethiopia will not leave. This is my prediction.
This is your prediction. That's good to clarify that, because as we say, we don't know it's expected to end in December. Ethiopian forces on the ground in Somalia, but we're not sure what will happen after that. A lot of tension brewing from different sides. We will see how things develop. Dr. Jama Muse Jama, Somaliland politics and culture expert. Thank you very much for your insights.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day today.
That's it from this edition of Africa Link. Join the conversation on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. Click follow so you don't miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe, and I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.